182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Seagrass Court. The 911 address is 29748 Seagrass Court in Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 105.01. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicant is seeking a 7.96-foot variance from the 27.96-foot average front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling.
Is the applicant present? If you would, please come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Stephen, can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Thomas W. Belk III. My address is 1215 Larkle Drive, Wilmington, Delaware, 19803.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
The request for my variance, there's several factors here. Due to the lot size, I'm a third generation owner of that lot down there. Due to the limited lot sizes along the frontage, in order to get the necessary square footage for the new home, we had to go lengthy rather than width with the maintaining the 2 5-foot setbacks required by the county. So what I'm looking for here is to retain more of the ground on the backside, water side, and also move the structure further away from any pending storms. Obviously, it's located on Indian River, and we do get some storms. That is really the basis for my request to go from 27 feet down to 20 feet. In conjunction with that, there is a property three doors down that was recently built, and a variance was requested there as well, and they do have a 20-foot setback on the front side. David and Nancy Soroka.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, it does.
In your application,
I did send a document today.
Yes, do you have that on you?
I do. It's a survey.
Oh, no, there's five factors for every variance that you apply for. It should be in your application packet. Would you go through them each? You don't have to read the entire.
The survey.
Questions, you have to answer these questions.
I think I did in the application. I think I did answer all the questions.
Yes, for the record, would you please read them?
Sure.
Your answers.
Sure. Number one, uniqueness of the property. You want the whole question?
You don't have to read the answer.
Okay.
Your answer to the.
Okay. The unique lot size and shape make it difficult to comply with this standard setback without creating unnecessary hardship. Granting this variance will allow for the front setback that is consistent with neighboring properties. That is number one. Number two, cannot otherwise be developed. Well, it can be developed. Obviously, that's the intent. Number three.
Sir, I'm gonna cut you off.
Sure.
So when you ask for a variance, you need to demonstrate that you meet all five of those standards. If you fail in any one of those, this board is required to deny your variance request. So when you say it can be developed, the burden is on you to demonstrate that the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code. So I'm asking you if you'd like to revisit that response to that requirement.
Cannot otherwise be developed. It can be developed. Yes, it can be developed.
Okay. If that's your answer, I'm just letting you know that The standard is that it cannot be developed without a variance.
Well, what about the basis of the property that's three doors down, that the variance was requested or granted for them, a 20-foot setback?
Well, I can tell you this. When I looked at that, and we have that in the record.
Right.
Their property. Since you've brought it up, I'll ask you some questions.
Sure.
Their property is 102 feet deep, and it's 40 feet wide. Your property is 17 feet deep and almost 45 feet wide.
Right.
So it is a wider and deeper property you have than they have.
Right.
Their variances were also sought prior to the enactment of the small lot ordinance.
Okay.
Which affords small lots such as yourself and your neighbor's lot reduced side and rear yard setbacks.
Okay.
Your proposed dwelling goes to the full maximum of those reduced setbacks.
On side to side, that's correct.
That's right. Yep. Their house on a narrower lot does not go nearly that far.
Okay.
And they had to get variances for that. So they had applied prior to the enactment of the small lot ordinance.
Okay.
So I want you to be aware of that, because that is a, you know, it may not.
It's non-justifiable.
There appears to be a difference between them.
Right.
So how is your property the same or different from their property? Do you have more flooding than your neighbor?
Well, my property is, half the property is in the flood zone. So the builder has to build the property as if the whole thing is in the flood zone. So shifting it, so the flood zone is on the backside, so shifting it away from the backside towards the front would sort of mitigate that flooding aspect of the property itself. So the 20 feet, moving it 20 feet further or closer on the front side would mitigate any flooding that you would experience on the backside from the water. So that's, and I didn't think about that, but my builder did indicate, since part of the property is in the flood zone, the whole property has to be treated as being in the flood zone. In other words, it has to be built accordingly.
So you couldn't utilize the reduced rear yard because of the flood zone as well?
That's correct. That's correct. Do you want me to continue, or?
Sure. The floor is yours. Wanted to, you had made a statement on that one, and I wanted to give you a chance to clarify.
Rebut, yeah. Okay. Number three, not created by the applicant, brought to the condition, last lot in the area due to the condition. Number four, the variances, if granted, will not adversely affect the public interest and will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And obviously, number five, the proposed structure aligns with the existing development pattern. We're not asking for a huge variance, just the minimum needed for a house that conforms with the neighborhood.
So back, I'm familiar with that area, and sure. That used to be a dirt road that went all the way back.
That's correct, yeah.
Shacks back there.
Yeah, it was. And on the mine was one of them.
Yes. So I see you have things bulkheaded as well in the back, correct?
That is correct,
okay,
yeah.
So you have ties that come in that are tied into the ground that you can't go further back.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, I've got to put piling in to elevate the house, obviously. Minimum is 4 feet, but piling's going to be installed 11 to 12 feet.
And even then, you can only put those pilings so close to where the tie-ins are.
That's correct.
That was an existing condition since you've been up.
Yes, that's correct. That would mitigate that too as well.
Okay.
And what was taken down was a shack. It was built pre-World War II, sat on the ground. So it was not a matter of if, but when it was going to get flooded. That's the intent.
The 20 foot that you're talking about, is there any leeway in that? I mean,
sure. Sure. I think a discussion at the time is I didn't want to go, so from my perspective, I didn't want to go 27 feet. I'd be willing to go 22 feet. But I want to try to get the structure further away from the water side.
Right.
With the influence of the weather. That's really the intent.
So your water is a driving factor?
Yeah, there is a driving factor.
The flooding.
Yeah. So I'm willing to accept 22. Again, originally it was 30 feet, you know, 30 feet from 20, and then obviously you do, you know, the surveying. Survey indicated the average distance setbacks was 27. So then the variance became a 27 to 20. I'd be willing to go 22 feet, 23 feet, you know, something in between. Sure, I'd be willing to do that.
Yeah, thank you.
I think this is this yours? Any other questions?
Any other questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
I noticed here, it looks like you've developed it so that the entrances to the dwelling will not be closer to the road. So the looks like your screen porch and maybe a garage underneath.
That's correct.
That would be in the front, so there's no steps or anything projecting.
Nope, nothing, no steps whatsoever.
Where is your HVAC going to be?
The HVAC unit, because of the variance setback, is actually going to be installed on a platform within the footprint of the house. It will not intrude out into the 5-foot setback because that's a no man's, that's an area where nothing needs to occur.
And there's these little boxes that kind of projected out on the drawing. On the side, there's a 5.3 and a 5.40. And I do see a cantilevered fireplace, which I think that may, we haven't averaged for a side yard, but I just wanted to make sure those weren't additional structures either.
They are not. So what you're looking at there is actually the existing structure and the boxes I believe you're referring to is existing sidewalk that has since been demolished.
Okay.
Everything's been so what you're looking at there now is just essentially everything other than the ground itself. Everything's been demolished just recently, about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. All right. That's helpful. One thing I am looking at in the front yard, I see your property line and then I see seagrass court, and it looks like there might be a small gap there between your front property line and the edge of seagrass court. Am I reading that correctly?
Yes, you are.
Do you know about how far that gap is?
I think that's I think that gap is almost an easement in there, and I think that's a foot and a half, 2 feet.
Okay, so that gets you a little further from.
Yeah. So what happens there is that's where the sewer and water lines run. Along those properties, the water and sewer run on that, the building side, and the electric runs along the other side of Seagrass Court.
And you answered one of my questions. There's no septic on the property?
There is not. Nope. Septic was completely removed by the builder. The previous septic tank had been completely removed as required.
Is there any HOA in this neighborhood that you have?
There is an HOA, but the HOA that's in Seagrass does not extend to those properties that are run along the water. You're welcome to join, but the HOA requirements stop on the south side of Seagrass or the opposite side of the structures.
Okay, so it's almost a voluntary?
Yeah, it's a voluntary, yeah, pretty much so. I mean,
not one where they impose their own restrictions or setbacks.
Yeah, so Seagrass, actually, it's funny, the development when it was built, Seagrass built the road that the properties access there, so they own that particular road. So obviously that's a big concern for my builder to make sure that in kind that road is not damaged during construction.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions?
Hold on 1 second. Let me just check with them. Any further questions from the board? You can have a seat in the front, please.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13139? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13139? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I will note that the applicant indicated that he could move the house to 22 feet. If that were the case, the variance would be a 5.96 foot variance. If my math's right, Ms. Norwood, you're nodding your head, so I'll assume that.
That sounds correct for me.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we do approve case number 13139 for Mr. Thomas W. Belk III for the variance, for the request of variance paying final written decision based upon the record made during this public hearing and for the following reasons, with one stipulation that we do make the setback 22 feet instead of the request, because with the additional 2 feet that we talked about from the roadway, that'll put him really close to where he needs to be. The property does have unique conditions because the property is located in a flood zone, and the uniqueness is an exceptional practical difficulty is due to such these conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed with this change in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Leavenworth?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13139 for Thomas Belk has been approved with the condition. Is that a condition or is that
modification?
A modification of 22 feet being on the front property line. Have a good evening. Next case.